History is full of stories of amazing, brave women doing extraordinary things. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new novels about women facing incredible uncertainty with grace and fearlessness under staggering circumstances. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Eve Cheung's debut novel, The Daughters of Shandong, is an exciting historical adventure set during the 1948 Communist Revolution, based on the true experiences of the author's grandmother. The story is narrated by 13-year-old Hai, whose compelling voice was described by Alexander Chi in his review in the New York Times. She has the straightforward style of a narrator not given to cynicism or poetry, but who keeps your attention with her wit, a knack for shrewd details, and uncommon tenderness. As the peasant revolt begins, Hai's father and brothers flee their estate to stay with family members in the city, leaving Hai and her mother and two sisters behind to face the wrath of their former servants. Only one man's memory of Hai's mother's kindness causes their lives to be spared, and they are taken from their luxurious home to a filthy barn. Since there is no male heir to abuse, Hai is then dragged off to a violent denunciation rally, from which she emerges bruised, bloody, and absolutely determined to survive. She forges a travel permit, and the foursome sets off on the road, living by their wits as they seek a safe refuge. The death-defying challenges just keep coming, and the story satisfyingly follows Hai through the war into her future. I strongly recommend listening to Daughters of Shandong in audio. Narrator Yu Li Alice Shen turns the novel into a dramatic one-woman show, dialing up the breathless intensity and authenticity. One of the books I'm seeing everywhere this summer is Kristen Hannah's The Women, which is not all that surprising since it had a first printing of a million copies. Known for blockbuster novels like The Nightingale and The Great Alone, Hannah here turns to the experiences of women in Vietnam, centering on a California girl named Frankie McGrath. The book opens with a going-away party for Frankie's older brother, who is off to Vietnam, held at the family's opulent home. Just a few pages later, the doorbell rings. To her parents' horror, her brother's death inspires Frankie to enlist in the army as a nurse. The first half of the book, set in gore-drenched hospital wards, mildewed dorm rooms, and boozy officers' clubs, is an exciting read, detailing the transformation of virginal, uptight Frankie into a crack surgical nurse and a woman of the world. Her tensely platonic romance with a married surgeon ends when his broken, unbreathing body is airlifted out by helicopter. She throws her pent-up passion into a wild affair with a soldier who happens to be her dead brother's best friend. While no more plot can be revealed, there is much left to unfold. As Stephanie Mary said in her review in the Washington Post, any Hannah fan knows that the worst is always yet to come. Reading Hannah's books may be a masochistic pastime, says Mary, but it's a hugely popular one. She connects it to the book talk fad where women film themselves sobbing over their heartbreaking Colleen Hoover novels. I can't say that The Women was exactly my cup of tea, but my sister was reading the book on our recent vacation, and she pointed out that there's more to it than melodramatic tear-jerking. It's a different and honest perspective on an important time in our country, says Nancy Seaback, certified public accountant and mother of three. Thought-provoking and emotional.
The books are Daughters of Shandong by Eve Cheung and The Women by Kristen Hannah. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.